This is a very special toy.
How is it?
Really? Let's see what it sounds like on a microphone.
Okay.
I can hear it, but also I can hear the echo.
Yeah, it's echoing. Yeah.
This whole table echoes. Is it because it's metal? We need, like, what do you need? Like a rubber table? No, but it's, like, not.
Ooh, they move on.
So, I just want to say, Travis does the, what's the nerdy guy on Robot Chicken?
I don't think he has a name. He's just the nerdy,
Yeah, you do that. You do that voice.
I do that voice pretty good. It's pretty good. Top shelf.
If Seth Green ever needs somebody to help out,
you need some help. I got you covered. You just sit back on the couch and relax. I got it.
He might even do the voice, so. You know, he won't need your help.
Yeah. Marvel Man becomes voice man.
If some other guy does it.
We're going to do a lot more Marvel episodes. That's for sure.
Mini Trucking Magazine.
Ooh, Mini Trucking Magazine.
Navy SEALs. Oh, man. Music concert. Do you have an iconic memory of going to one?
I mean,
it's got to be 80s, 90s.
Well, then we're out.
Right? You're all out because you guys are too young.
I mean,
did you ever, have you been to concerts? Not like, you know.
I only went to
19, 18, 20, 21. Yeah. Music concerts.
Yeah.
Were they all Tool?
A lot of them. of them were. That's accurate.
Okay.
I just never, like, the way concerts used to be, they used to be, I think, in the 80s and 90s. I could be wrong. It was a lot easier to go to one. It started getting more difficult around the 2000 age. You know, the first ticket I bought, it was $10. And the last ticket I bought, it was $100. That's
ridiculous.
Right. So.
Well, so does going to a sporting event.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up around Atlanta and I went to two or three Braves games. But if I remember correctly, back in the 90s, they were $50-$60. What are they now? A couple hundred?
I was telling this story before we were filming. And, I saw Michael Jackson in concert. It was the Victory Tour. That's what it was called.
Wasn't that Jackson 5, right?
Well, no. All of the Jacksons were there.
Right.
I don't remember LaToya or any of them.
Right.
Like, it was the brothers.
Yeah.
So, and it was in the Orange Bowl in Miami. It was pretty cool. So the vendors, they were selling gloves.
Just one.
Well, you know, like that. Like that. Well, yeah, you don't.
Yeah, just one.
You wouldn't get two. So, you know, like the Peanuts guy or the hot dog Cracker Jack guy, like it was the glove guy. And I remember it's like, I want a glove.
One glove, please.
And I went with my mom and my mom's friend and my mom's friend's daughter, and she was my age. And then it was me. So I was like, this is like this cool thing. And I bought the glove and they had this stone in the center of the stage. And each brother came to the stone and tried to, so they were recreating Excalibur and they were trying to pull the stone out. And I think it was Tito couldn't pull it out. Jermaine couldn't pull it out. And I don't know the other brothers' names. And then those are the ones that I think had songs that I could remember.
Right.
And then Michael gets there and he pulls the sword out. He probably did a ho or one of those.
So he was hee hee man.
Right? Yeah. And then I remember the only other really memorable concert, I remember there was a bunch in college because I went to college in Tampa And there was a club there, and it was called the Rocket Club. And they still may exist. I don't know. You know, it's been a while. And a lot of bands, when they would come and play a concert in town, they always made a point, because it was small, like maybe 100 people would fit in there. But like, you know, if Skid Row came, or Dokken, or whoever would come and play the big stadium, they still went to the Rocket Club and would play. So I saw a ton of bands there. But, you know, this is, you know, it was rock. I was into the hair metal kind of stuff. But then I remember a really memorable concert was, and again, it was in the Orange Bowl, which doesn't even exist now, but it was U2 and the Joshua Tree tour. And that was a good concert.
It was high impact music.
It was high impact. And I had my jean jacket, and it was like Volcano or Acid Wash. Whatever they called it. Like Edwin was one, Guest was one. They all had, I think I had an Edwin jean jacket.
Yeah.
That was like top notch.
Members only?
I had a members only. My brother had a leather members only.
Or was it leather?
No. It was leather, and he had the leather pants.
That must have been a hot outfit.
It was all black.
I got my Easter pictures taken in a members only jacket when I was 3.
I would want one now.
I have one.
Do you? Do you still have it?
No, not that one. That one's, I don't know, that's gone. But I found one at a Goodwill one time, and I was like,
"You gotta
go. I don't need it.
But I want it.
But it just seems to, it seems shameful to leave it.
If that company is not around, we should resurrect it. Members only Toy Federation jackets.
You gotta earn them.
You gotta eat. You can't buy it, so the business wouldn't do very well.
Members only jacket with no sleeves.
A sleeveless jacket. That would be great.
Trademark.
Well,
free the sleeves.
So you saw a lot of bands in their prime back when it was probably very affordable to go see them.
Right.
And
yeah, it was just, yeah, we just went.
Well, music was a lot different then, and so were,
you know, there was no ticket tailor or any of that stuff.
No, it's just,
you could buy them at like the record stores back then.
Yeah, so down in Miami it was Specs. I don't know if that was outside of South Florida.
No, I heard of Specs before.
Yeah. So then it was outside of Florida?
I don't know how far north, but I mean,
so it was in Georgia?
So
all right.
It didn't seem like that lasted long, because what I remember after that was Turtles.
Turtles was a record store?
Mm-hmm.
Did they sell Ninja Turtles?
This is before that. But then they went out.
But Turtles, so what year is this?
It's 80s at some point. I don't know.
But you said that was too early to, you know.
I was little.
There you go.
I listened to everyone else's records. I didn't have to have any. I was a vagabond, you know, this little kid that just, oh, can I borrow your tape?
Well, now kids are wearing shirts in school.
Yeah.
Def Leppard and all this stuff, and they don't even know anything about these bands, but it's hip to buy those shirts.
Well, yeah, if you had one of those shirts back in those days, you earned it. You probably got it at a show, because you couldn't get that in stores.
Well, now they're money, but the new ones aren't.
No.
Something about the stitch in the sleeve, a single stitch, double stitch. Yeah. You want single or not double? So now they cheap out and only give you one stitch? Okay.
I mean, you can look at ours, right?
Oh, so these are double?
No, that's two stitches.
Huh?
Two stitches.
Yeah. So single stitch.
So, yeah, it's a single one.
So they got better with the stitching.
I guess so.
So you get more value now.
Unless that stitching was more heavy duty.
Some more quality.
They only needed to do one.
More gooders.
That's a more quality stitch.
More.
They only needed one then.
Right.
Now you need two, and they still don't hold up.
Yeah. The third was better.
Well, yeah, it was like cord. You know, it was just cord. An old T-shirt would last you 10 years, and now you go buy one and wash it once, and it's gone.
Yep.
Did either of you want to be a ninja when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wanted to be a ninja.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to make a ninja outfit. I was not successful. I just looked like
We shot a video in my friend's backyard. He had like a Super 8 or something, whatever it was. And then somehow when he put it in the player to watch what we shot, the thing heated up and melted it as it was running. And then the film that we lost the film.
It's a hot movie.
Yeah.
It's a hot take.
I never got to see it. But he watched it before me. And then when I came over, that's when it melted. So I never got to see me as like Michael Dudikoff, the American Ninja.
Well, I could get black clothing. I could, like, you know, jogging suits. I could do that. It was the ninja mask, the most important part that was so tough. So
I used to throw Chinese stars at the fence.
I begged mom to like take a ski mask and stitch the mouth shut. So it'd just be like this, you know, because it was open here and here. And it just, now that I think about it, I'm like, man, that just looks like something to commit crimes in. But as a kid, I was like hanging in trees.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the other. So when I was a kid, me and my buddy Jimmy, we were in every neighbor's yard, dressed in camo, with realistic looking weapons, hiding in people's yards, playing army. And now we'd get shot.
Yeah.
Or like, but that's just what all the kids did.
Yeah.
We just camoed up and hid in yards and rode our bikes and just leave your bike there and go walk through somebody's backyard and go in a lake. And
well, you were, people knew like that's a kid and that's a kid's toy. And just, you know,
yeah.
Kids didn't.
I don't know. It's just weird. Well, but I wouldn't let my kid go do any of what we did.
Yeah.
Well, when we were kids, it was also, all right, go out and play and don't come home until the streetlights come on.
Yeah.
Now, you would hear your mom yelling and you'd be blocks away.
Yes.
And you'd come running home. It's dinner time.
Yep. Not so much me. I didn't get to go that far down the street.
Your mom was pretty harsh.
Yeah. It was funny because...
Did you ever... my mom did the same thing. But like I never heard... And I lived in a very, very big neighborhood with a lot of kids my age. I never heard other moms...
Oh man,
Did you hear other moms?
Yeah.
I did see a kid totally get whooped right in front of like everyone, and it was great because we were just kind of we'd rode bikes. We were tired. We were just kind of sitting there talking or whatever, and I guess he didn't do something he was supposed to, like a chore or something, and she just comes walking up. And she just grabs him by the arm and just starts beating him right there. Doesn't, no regard for what we saw. It's her kid. And then he went back in the house. And the next day.
Yeah, but if you said something, you were next.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, the next day, we're like, so, you got in trouble. And
he's yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go.
And you're back to normal. Yeah.
I mean, dude, we'd get on our bikes and drive like 2-3 towns over.
Yeah, no, I remember driving, riding, because where we were is new construction, and then it felt like we drove, because we'd ride our bike to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. I remember riding my bike to this Five and Dime. That's where I bought the Cantina guys from Star Wars, and then I didn't have enough money, so I rode all the way home and get more change and then ride back. I would drive back. I mean, it was crazy the things we did on, like, I, my mom may deny this, but I, maybe not first grade, but second grade, I rode my bike to school. And I think my brother and I rode together. And it was like but that's just what everybody did.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's just weird how, you know, there was no phones, there was no internet. It's like, how did you get anywhere without the phone telling you how to get there?
Just,
how did the Domino's guy know how to deliver? He doesn't have a phone telling him.
Yeah.
Well, you just know, right? It's like,
Ride on Crenshaw, left on Turnpike. times.
Well, now it seems impossible because it's like my wife, we pull out of the driveway and she turned the GPS on and you're going to the mall, like you know where it's at. And he goes, yeah, but it might tell me a better way. And I'm like,
everything's dummied down.
I'm like, what's the better? You don't have to. Well, because it might know if there's an accident. Like it has all this stuff input into it. And I'm like, we're going to the mall. Like, so if there's an accident, we turn and go, like we know how to go around. But it's like, we're leaving the neighborhood and we're doing it. Like we, it's funny.
Well,
we get so used to it.
Growing up, it was, I wasn't necessarily more sheltered. I just wasn't allowed to do a lot because I was the first. And then by the time my brother was born and she was like,
the second
one. Don't die, come back home.
The second kid's totally different than the first kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so paranoid with the first one. And then the second one's like, he'll be fine.
Right. So, so most of my adventures was getting away to go look at toys. And that happened often. And I remember early on, I just kind of ignored mom. And she would get mad. And I just, it's mom. She didn't care anything. And then one day I'm looking at the toys. And this was in a Kroger, because that's where we went. You had Publix.
Yeah, yeah. Where I was Publix at. And Winn-Dixie.
Right. So I remember this pretty vividly. I was looking at He-Man figures. I had a Triclops in my hand. And this guy comes up. He's like, hey, little boy, do you like that toy? And I was like,
get away, stranger.
Like, he's like, how about I get you that toy? You come outside with me.
Come in my van.
And I'm just looking around, and mom's not there. I'm like, oh my God.
You're about to be kidnapped.
And he went to put his, and I was like, And then like mom's like, gotcha.
Oh, she was knew testing
the guy.
You.
She worked, she worked with the guy. I don't remember what the detail was, but she knew him. And she's like, go miss. I want to teach him a lesson.
Wow.
And then like later on, I just remember thinking like, why did mom do that?
So does Tricops like mentally scar you now?
No, he was very nice. It was scary for about 10 seconds.
So I grew up in Miami. So wasn't Adam Walsh in Miami or yes. South?
And that's.
So that story was very vivid to me.
Yeah, that's what's. That's
was it, why a, was it a Kmart?
It was, I thought it was a mall.
Yeah.
Like maybe a department store.
I was very aware of that story. So Adam Walsh, yeah, his son was...
Or John Walsh. Adam Walsh was
the son. Adam Walsh was the son, yeah. And he did, what is it, America's Most...
Not America's Most Wanted.
Right, yeah. Forever. Now him and his son do it, I believe.
Yeah. Like rebooted. But right,
his son was kidnapped and murdered.
His first son, right.
Yeah.
And it was years before they found anything out. And then that was probably around the time I was born. So, like, my mom... You know, I was a little freaked out by that because that was probably one of the first really big cases like that.
Oh, it's huge. And he's put so many criminals and caught so many people with his special, his show. But like when you were a kid there at that time, like you knew about, because I think it was just people left the door. Like people, it was just, I don't know. It was just, I don't know if we were more naive or.
Less and more in different ways, yeah.
And just more carefree. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's just funny how, like, you know, you just didn't lock, right? Like, you just left your windows open or this or that. And then it changed. It just changed. Like, at any moment, you know, there's just really awful people out there. And it was just, because I remember one time my mom dropped me off at the library. And there was some creeper dude following me when I was a kid to the point that I was freaking out because no matter where I went, this guy was there. And then I finally like found somebody that I knew from school that happened to be studying in the library. And then I latched on to them. And then the guy, like, I guess disappeared, but it was just
vanished in a cloud.
Yeah. But I mean, and then there was a time where we were at Walmart and my son disappeared.
No. Yeah.
And he was hiding in the clothes rack. And we just were like, my life's flashing before me in paranoia, and then he thought it was the funniest thing.
Well, that's the other thing too. They don't even make clothes racks like that anymore.
It was like,
because I got in trouble for the same thing. The ring, with the clothes all the way around.
Right, a big circular ring, and you could go in the middle and hide.
Yeah, and it was always packed with clothes.
We're calling his name right next to him. He
doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, so it's even the way you shopped back then is just completely.
Well, the cool thing is when I was panicked and went by the front door and da-da-da, and I'm like, I got to cover the exit. I got to sprint to the exit, because if somebody's going to kidnap them, they're going to take them out the front door. And then I freaked out because then there's two exits. So then I was like, I can't watch both at the same time. And then some plainclothes guy found them, and they made some call with some code. So then I realized you have plainclothes people, and so we were relieved. It was cool. It wasn't cool, but it was cool that you got...
The outcome was cool.
So don't ever do that again. Yeah. Now he's in college.
At Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Very smart.
Yeah, now looking at toys was... That's kind of changed too, because you can look at everything online. Now anything is.
I wish toys would do the little booklets again.
Right? Yeah,
but then I guess you can scan some QR code and go look at it. But there's always something about physically holding it. Like, so you're laying in bed and you're just looking at it. Yeah, you could look at your phone, but I don't know. Maybe new generation doesn't care. Like,
it was special, but it was like, you know, everything you had to wait for anyway, because you'd see that you might buy something like a vehicle or something and have the booklet in it. You could see what else is out, what's coming out,
and you stuff wait months. Might not come out. That's in the book.
Yeah, that too.
It didn't get made.
Or they would look. This drove me nuts, because they would take pictures of prototypes, and then by the time it came out,
didn't look anything like it.
It was changed.
And some of the box art, if you look at some of the Ninja Turtle box art, the actual packaging, and you look at the color of your item, and you look in the back, the colors on some of the accessories and things that they don't jive.
Yeah, it's all different. And I mean, there's reasons for that, but it was like, as a kid, it was like a mystery, and you kind of wanted to solve it. And you're like, well, maybe there, you know, and you'd think of some kid explanation to why it was different. And then of course, when something never came out, at least with me, I'd look forever.
Still can't find it.
Yeah, you know, like I remember
still haven't found what you're looking for. Back to YouTube. Orange Bowl. Joshua Tree. It's a good concert. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
I remember when the second Batman movie came out, and I was reading toy magazines at this point. Not frequently, because I didn't have any money, but whenever I could, I'd get a toy magazine. And for a couple years, there were rumors in the Batman figures that they were making a Max Schreck figure. That was the gangster played by Christopher Walken in the second Batman. Now, it's not an exciting figure. I didn't necessarily want it. I just wanted to see it. It's like I wanted to see everything. Never saw it. And there were sightings were reported in Lee's magazine. It's figures. Someone saw one on a shelf in Kmart or something. It never happened. But I looked for years before I found out that it was just a rumor, and it never
cracked. Detective happened. Travis hitting all the stores.
Max Schreck. Do you have any Max Schreck?
Who the hell's that?
Yeah. No one cared. But I mean, I just wanted to see him. I never got to see Knockout Joker, which was in the first wave. And so it is a rare figure.
If you look at Elise's Toy Review magazine from 2003 or maybe 2004, Toy Federation has ads in them all.
I probably have one of those with your ad. I'm pretty sure I do.
When we were online. Now we're not online.
You have to come here.
You have to come here.
Don't ship.
Don't ship. Unless it's on eBay.
Whatnot.
Right. And I do not sell Skeletor staffs. Or parts.
We can't. It's impossible.
I'd love to. But can't do it.
I wish we had that many parts.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could, like, just sell them. But
Yes, the
antennas, seat belts, steering wheels.
That's just Joe.
Certain weapons for smaller production run figures.
Full set of missiles for any Transformer. Yeah.
Any of the cars.
Any of the cars.
Not broken.
Not broken. Yeah, you know, King Randor. Anything.
Scarecrow staff, Scarecrow cape.
All these things. And it's like, when I think about the volume of things that we buy daily, and you just never see some things, never, you know.
Got to speak it into existence.
That's true.
We did that with it wrestling.
Works. It works.
It works. You have to, we haven't gotten this in a while, and then it shows up. Chair?
No.
Is anyone tapping right now?
No. I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear it. But this is vibrating. Is the table? Wait, hold on. It's not now, and the sound's not.
Yeah.
But this would see that's moving.
Why?
Well, I'm not even touching the table.
Oh yeah, it's doing it when you shake it.
I'm trying to.
It's doing it again.
Yeah, it's like clicking, right?
That's rocking.
It was this.
Yeah, but we're part on the concrete and part on the carpet. Maybe we need to all be on the carpet next time.
It was that.
Yeah.
It was the.
Well, what was making it?
It has springs in the bottom. That's what makes the noise.
Oh, so bad idea.
Cameo for the next.
Good job, Travis.
I can't know these things in advance.
But you're supposed to be Marvel. Travis.
What?
I want the cake.
Top shelf performance.
She's waiting for my parlor scene to solve the mystery.
Isn't Max Shrek? Is that what you said he was? Yeah. Isn't that like some silver screen or?
It is.
Yeah, because that's familiar.
Nosferatu.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Found that out years later too.
I'm banging everything. I need a rubber table. Table's like metal and it's clanging.
We need a rubber table sponsor.
So we lost.
Rubber table. Rubber. Cushion chairs.
All right. Are we giving you the content chairs at all?
Podcast table channel sponsor.
We got to speak it into existence.
Rubber tables.
Rubber table.
Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, this episode's kind of off the rails. You talked about child abduction.
Yeah, but didn't
edit.
That was the Amy Smart. Didn't they say that last time?
Oh, yeah, there was comments about that. Yeah.
I messed
with things.
Yeah.
We're just talking.
We're just talking.
Grew up in a different time.
We didn't say anything offensive, did we? All right.
So, and the playground in 1980.
Yes.
You had to wait 3 years to know if Darth Vader was Luke's father.
Yes. That was a long
one. That's a lot of playground talking with your friends.
Yeah.
On the swing set.
A lot of saber fights.
I couldn't go on the internet and figure out that it is already revealed.
I waited.
Because it wasn't invented yet.
I waited 10 years. For the Spider-Man movie to come out, because they made multiple announcements and multiple companies went bankrupt. And I kept reading about it in Wizard magazine. And I was like, this is just never going to happen. They even had an article about how this movie can just never happen. And then like a year or two later, it happened.
Marvel couldn't make it stick and DC was killing it with, they could make movies work, Marvel. Mm-hmm. And now it kind of.
They did kind of jump the shark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean, but there was a time where it was DC.
Yeah, and that's all you could do, yeah.
And Marvel was nowhere. Marvel went out of business.
Yeah, they were bought by Toy Biz. And
I had 1,000 shares of Marvel, and then they went bankrupt. And then I got Toy Biz shares, but they weren't redeemable until they achieved like $6 in value, and they never achieved that until the time elapsed. And then the X-Men movie came. It's like they purposely delayed anything. So all the shares they had to give when they bought the company out. So they didn't have to pay anything out. Because you got the option to buy it at a future price.
Right.
Because it went bankrupt.
Right.
But when they were, when it was trailing down, I think I bought 1,000 shares at a quarter. It was something stupid. So I paid $250 and 1,000 shares of Marvel. And then it,
Travis, or I guess any of you guys, have you guys ever heard of or read the, because you can find it on the internet, the unproduced James Cameron Spider-Man script?
That was what I was referring to. That was in the mix.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And what was it? James Cameron's production company, was it Caroclo? Is that how you say it?
Caroclo? Caroclo. That wasn't his company. Was it?
Yeah. That's what made Terminator and Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
James Cameron had the license to Spider-Man and held it for as long as he
could. How did his company go bankrupt? The guy didn't make anything that didn't kill it.
I think he got out of production, the company itself.
Who was the one who did the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie? Was that Caroclo?
I think so.
Or Cannon?
No, that was Cannon. That was Cannon. Yeah.
Cannon went belly up.
So did Caroclo.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember the specific reason why, but it was...
Because I saw the Punisher trailer in the theater.
Yeah.
For Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
That's my Punisher.
Yeah.
I still like Thomas Jane, and I like the guy who just passed. What's his name? Black Sails.
Stevenson. Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, I like Warzone the best.
Yeah.
It's just good. That's just. But anyway, I liked Dolph. Barely saw the, you know, I think he had it maybe on the knife head or whatever. Luke Gossett Jr.
Yeah.
But I like that one.
That was Marvel's first attempt.
It wasn't bad.
Well, okay, it wasn't their first attempt. Oh, first they went to TV, but this was their first attempt in Hollywood because they had The Punisher.
Well, I thought they had The Thing with Roger Corman.
Yeah, not The Thing, but Fantastic Four.
Oh, right, right.
Right, right. So that was never released.
The Thing's in it because we had him as a guest in the
Captain
story.
America.
Michael Bailey Smith, he was at Toy Federation.
Yeah, well, Captain America was the other one.
Right.
And it went straight to video, was never shown in theaters. And it was... Like the first few minutes of it, you're like, man, this is going to be great. And then it just gets weird because they didn't have the budget to do anything. But, you know, that's how it was.
Well, that's when you couldn't do it on a computer, I guess, you know.
It was strange because Red Skull was Italian in it. I don't even know why they made him Italian.
Well, that's part of the Axis of Evil, right, at the time?
It was, but it's not the same as
I'm
being
Italian, but
German...
All right, so Red Skull's German.
Yeah. He's a Nazi.
And then in that...
He's Italian.
Why did they do that?
I think it's because they filmed a lot of stuff in Italy.
Just because...
Because Italy's great.
Filmed Clint Eastwood in Italy. He didn't play in Italian. It's the spaghetti western.
But I don't know. It's just... It doesn't make
maybe
any
sense.
Maybe
to get funding in Italy, he had to make him Italian.
So Cap gets frozen in it. And then he wakes up, right? And he's like somewhere in North America running around in his costume with his mask off. And no one knows who Captain America is. And then he has to go, like Red Skull's still alive. But now he's like, he's old. And he's kind of grown skin back. But he's still like scarred. It's really strange.
So he can grow skin on the skull?
He did. Huh? And he had hair.
It's Marvel magic.
Well, it was something.
Well, because they couldn't make a talking skull.
They had that at the beginning of the movie, and it was awesome. It's like, oh my god, it's Red Skull on screen. It looks so cool. And then like they gave him skin and gave him slick back hair, and he's in Italy and he's a gangster.
That's weird.
Yeah, and then Captain America just beats up this old man.
So was that? So is that released? Like, can you watch that one?
Yeah,
legitimately.
Yeah, it was the writer. I think it's J.D. Salinger's grandson that played Captain America.
Oh, wow.
And it was just straight to video.
But it's the Fantastic Four that's never formally been released. There's just copies floating that are bootleg.
Bootleg at comic shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen it, and I feel bad for the actors. I saw the Doomed documentary, which was all about how that movie was made and never released, and... You know, the effect it had on the people really tried.
Yeah, but they just, yeah.
But yeah, the whole thing was just to retain the rights. It was never going to be released.
Well, then that's, yeah. That's yeah. Like Warren Beatty and the Dick Tracy thing.
That's great. So you want to tell that one or?
I don't know it that well. It's just Warren Beatty owns the rights to Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
In order to retain the rights, every so many years he has to make a Dick Tracy movie, no matter how long or short it is.
Yes.
So he keeps renewing those rights by doing, I guess you would call, a fan-made, self-made movie that he produces and releases only to himself or somewhere.
Yeah.
And then he gets the extension.
Yeah.
And
what a dick.
Well, he did it because the, I guess the production company, I can't remember who, they tried to take it away from him, basically. They were going to go make more Dick Tracy stuff without him. Probably lower budget sequels or something. And he's like, no, I love Dick Tracy and I'm going to be in it. And they didn't want to work with him. And he just, so every, I think every 10 or 15 years, he makes like a little short film of him dressed up.
There's the guy.
Just so they can't do it.
There's the guy in AMC who they'll talk about a classic movie. Yeah. Some segment on AMC.
Yeah, that was where the last one aired.
Right? So they air it there and then the guy interviews him.
It's like 3 a.m. when yeah. they air it. So it's yeah. like.
But if you don't know about it and you do care about Dick Tracy, I don't know how many people even know who Dick Tracy is, but in case you do, it's pretty interesting. The movie was not bad.
I liked it a lot.
Because there were so many, you know, what is it? Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman.
It's Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Madonna.
She's the blank, so spoiled it. Sorry.
Yeah. But you had a long time to see it. So.
Right, it's not my fault.
But I can't remember who it was. Jack Palance one of them? Or
Yeah.
Was he the pug or the...
The melty face. Yeah. Was Flea?
Was no he way. From Back to the Future, he was in it?
I think he
played... Well, it's the time frame.
I think he played Itchy. He was the guy.
Yeah.
I think that might have... I don't know. Let's just...
The figures weren't that good because Playmates made him, and no offense to Playmates, but you made him like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So the action figures had zero articulation and didn't bend. And but if you can ever find a blank in the wild, it's money, so pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody
looking through the cast?
Dick Van Dyke. I forgot.
Dick Van Dyke.
He was the DA.
He's still around.
Kathy Bates. James Caan. I forgot.
James Caan, right.
William Forsythe. He played Flat Top.
Yeah. Oh, so I have a cool story with him.
All right.
I don't know if I could say it all.
Well.
Is he the sheriff in Devil's Rejects?
I don't.
What's the name again?
I'm looking at
But then he would be really young in that movie. Show me what he looks like.
Well, we saw him at the con where he had all the painter gear on and it's like covered his face.
Oh, wait, I don't know this guy.
That's William Forsythe.
Yeah, William Forsythe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was dressed like a bum.
Yeah.
He was dressed like Weekend at Bernie's.
He had a like one of those dust.
It was right masks. After COVID and he was at a show.
Yeah.
He was, so if this is our booth, like, and you go like 20 feet to the left of me, he was there, and I think he looked like the dude from Weekend at Bernie's.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Bernie?
You would never know this is like some major dude who's done so many films.
Yeah, he
was he like a hazmat
suit? So he's the sheriff.
He looked homeless.
He's the sheriff in Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And the mother, oh crap, I know her name. Of the family who he has locked up, she's the girl from Police Academy with the short hair who's presented.
Yeah.
Up to
yeah.
What's her name?
Oh, wow. Teasdale?
No. Here.
Oh, I'm.
Oh, already... pull up Police Academy. No, pull up. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pulling.
Police Academy. What's her name? The guy with the big gun like there.
Tackleberry.
Yeah. Is it Leslie Eastbrook?
Yeah.
Easterbrook?
Yep. Leslie Easterbrook.
Yeah.
So she's the one he has locked up. And then I think Tiny shows like, and then you think he's going to win. That's like a spoiler in that movie. That movie's great if you like horror movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then Three from Hell was, They CGI'd all the effects. It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
But I mean, Sid Haig or Bill Moseley were incredible. Yeah. Such nice people.
I'm still looking at the Dick Tracy cast. It's just, there's so many people.
Oh, so everybody was in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. So
was Flynn?
I still hadn't found who played Itchy.
So, do you have a specific memory?
No, it was Ed O'Ross.
Yeah, it's not Flea.
Yeah, it's not Flea. But I thought, I mean...
Read my facts.
Fly.
So...
It was that guy. But he was in heavy makeup, so I didn't...
When I was a kid, there was a certain amount of theaters around me. And I don't know if you can remember this, but out of all the classic movies that I saw in the 80s, I know exactly what theater I saw it at. And I can tell, like, if a movie etches in your brain enough, like when I saw Dick, as we're talking about Dick Tracy, I remember there was a RoboCop game in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
And I played RoboCop. So it was a Data East game, I believe. I played RoboCop waiting for, until the movie, it was time to go into the theater. Now, there was an AMC theater in Kendall. And they had it was there forever. Like, I got tired of the same game. They had an Operation Wolf, which was Tato.
Yeah.
So I played, but then there was a Sunnyland theater. It was near the Falls. So it was on South Dixie Highway. And that's where I saw Indiana Jones. But then in Dadeland, this specific theaters. So Dadeland's where I saw Empire Strikes Back. That's where I saw Jaws. That's where I saw Alien. That's where I saw Omen. Like, they even had a little shark in a fish tank. And that's the theater that had a balcony. It was weird. But then theaters then, either were two or three. Like, there was not like 17 theaters or whatever in one complex. Right. But but then if you go to more modern movies, I really couldn't tell you a whole lot except that I saw it. Like, it just didn't register. But it seems like all these properties and all these things that are so popular now or have this longevity, whether it's social media or Instagram or memes, it's almost like so much of it still relates back to that time. So it was like a glorious era to grow up in.
Yeah, I mean,
some of the most iconic toys that still live today all came from this time frame.
Yeah.
But then I guess if you grew up in a different time frame, then you would still reference that time frame. But I mean, these 80s properties are still all active.
You can almost tell people's age just by what they collect. And especially, specifically on Transformers. Because it's been going since the 80s and never really stopped.
But so, we do get young people getting the old.
That's true. That's true. But then that's not the common thing. So
No, it's not common. Sometimes it's their dad saying, "You're better buying these than these." And maybe dad wants
this
them.
Better.
Yeah.
But then it's in the 90s when I was buying all these 90s Star Wars, I should have been buying 80s Star Wars.
Yep.
And so maybe dad's learning and saying, I mean, if you just want to play with it, play with it. But, you know, this is going to be worth money.
Could have had them flicks.
That's still. You had to been in another country.
Yeah. Well, to redeem that I was wrong about Flea from Back to the Future being in this, the principal, James Tolkien.
Oh, he's in it?
He's in it.
Yeah. See the one on the porch when the kids are riding by?
Yes.
Yeah.
Slacker?
Yeah.
Slacker.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I got to get Biff to retro.
Oh, I would love to get any of the 80s bullies from the movies. Those were always so much more entertaining overall. They made the movie.
Biff was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biff's iconic.
It's Slave!
Make like a tree and
complain himself young and old.
What is it? Makes about as much sense as a screen door on a battleship. Yeah. It's a submarine, you idiot.
All right, so we're winding down. That's it.
That's it.
We're done for this episode. We appreciate you guys as always. And tell a friend. Tell everybody.
Get your mail. Tell them.
Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell your enemies.
Tell your enemies. Tell them to check us out. Talk about some cool stuff. Yeah. All right. See.
Bye.
Fleas from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That was right.
Back to the Future.
He's in Back to the Future.
No, I know that. And you're like Flea from Back to the Future. It's like,
we're talking about movies.
We're talking about music first.
We know that.
No, we are. It's known that he's from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What is chicken?
It's like, oh, you know John Bon Jovi from Pay It Forward.
You saw that?